Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, it's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice, and it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those who don't know, this show is designed for all of us, and I do mean all of us, to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, folks. blogtalkradio.com/how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. The call-in number, 646-727-3279. Again, so you can program it in your phone, it's 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, welcome. My name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the multimedia diva herself, the very lovely, the very talented, she's here, she's there, she's everywhere, the black Wonder Woman herself, y'all, Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing this hot evening?
Man, look, I'm sweating like I just came off somebody's pulpit in church.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot, and I don't know how our ancestors dealt with this.
I have been quiet.
It's just, I'd quit.
You'd quit.
I know my family, I got a large family, y'all, but I know my family probably would have been a lot bigger than what it is because, it's just because if some of them isn't me, I know that I would not be out here in this heat sweating, and I'd have been like, bro, look, just, we don't need this cotton right now, something. It ain't that hot. It ain't that, it's just too much. So we can live vicariously through them in that just brief moment. And, folks, Miss Oatmeal and myself live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, understand, trust, and believe the show just gets better and better and better each week, and watch what happens tonight, because it will be no different. It's Wednesday, August the 3rd. Parents, get ready to get your kids back to school. I know you've been waiting. They've been in the house doing their thing, but it's hot outside. 2011 is just a scorcher. It's just extreme. It's super cold in the wintertime when it's snowing in Dallas, and it's 100 and who knows what outside for 35, 45 days straight. With no rain and everybody's grass is yellow because it's just hot outside. This is crazy. Ugh. Miss Oatmeal, I'm going to have to drink me some water sometime.
I really don't know how, I mean, our ancestors did do that.
Whew.
But we obviously aren't as strong as they are.
No.
We got air conditioning now.
Just spoiled.
You know, we got cars. Cars.
Yeah.
We got cars with air conditioning.
Now, you might
see
some.
And we still complaining. That it's too hot, and we can't stand the heat.
Right.
Wow.
Now, you know, there's some people out there in Dallas out there riding with that 440. You know what the 440 is?
What's the 440?
440 is you got four windows down, about 40 miles an hour. You ain't got no air in your car.
I feel sorry for them, really.
Oh, you better have a friend that'll pick you up and take you somewhere, because that don't make sense.
I got in my car on lunch break,
mm-hmm.
and it's been 124 degrees. I had never seen it say 124 degrees. I said, this is ridiculous.
That's
nuts. So when I left work, drove home, not until I got in my garage, did it drop down to 106.
Ooh. It dropped down to 106.
106.
Whoever is the meteorologist in the DFW, your job is on the line right about now, because you ain't giving nobody a break and telling us when it's going to rain. We know it's in God's hands, but you got to give somebody some kind of relief. This is crazy.
I'm wearing club shirts. A little jacket over at work. I'm serious.
Everybody,
I promise you.
The middle of their chest is sweating in corporate America.
Yeah, you know, I had on a club romper today.
What's
you
a
know,
club romper?
With the back out, tie around the neck.
They were trying to find the thinnest, smallest
little cover I could, you know, put over my arm.
Trying to show the little sweat.
No, it's too hot. I'm not trying to wear no work clothes.
Broke his eye. If y'all know, listen to the podcast sometime in November and be like, man, y'all are tripping.
Hmm.
But, yo, it's hot outside. It's real hot, folks. It was hot last week when we talked about can good sex get you in trouble.
Ooh.
And it was out of control. Y'all know that topic is off the chain. Go back to the archive files. Check us out, blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Click on the page and scroll down and find you the hottest episode. All the titles, everything is just coming in because we know that's what y'all want to talk about. You've been talking to us about it, so we're going to put it right back here to you.
Right, you know, pull it up on your phones, your iPhones, doing work, plug your earphones in,
right,
and get you some chuckles in. That's what we do.
Every day. Folks, this is real. Real talk. Now, tonight's topic is real controversial. I had to do a little thinking about this, Ms. Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about friendships before.
Right.
And we know friendships must be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And in friendships, we reveal what we are and what we were capable of becoming and what we want to do. And, you know, friendships demand that we just tell who we are without the pretense or the mask or trying to be deceitful. You just being real. You ain't being fake. You ain't, as Ms. Oatmeal says, booty shaking. You're out there doing your thing, and y'all are being for real with one another. So is it possible for men and women to be this way and be friends without there being some type of attraction or to act upon the attraction and say, no, we're just friends. It's nothing like that. We're just cool. But in the back of your mind, he or she might be trying to sneak a freak and wait for that no good boyfriend or that musty mouth female that he got, just get out the way because you just lined up like third and long like Michael Irvin, ready for your opportunity to jump on in. We got to think about that, folks. You got to chime in on this one because I know y'all got friends and you may have a female friend that either you like or you used to like, they don't like you or you don't like them or somehow in a way it just didn't work out down that road, and you hit is what Chris Rock say, the friend zone. Oh, no, we just friends. Ain't nothing like that. The opposite sex friendship. But are they trying to wait in the wind and see what happens? What do you think about that, Ms. Oatmeal? What is a good friendship based on? Talk to us with
it. A good friendship is built. So you have to get to know one another,
mm-hmm.
spend time, talk on the phone, do different things, go different places. So that's how you build a relationship, which is a friendship.
Right.
Okay, so it's based on that. But there are instances and cases where you may come attracted to someone
mm-hmm.
that you were friends with in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It can go for males or it can go for females. That can happen without there being a motive.
Okay.
Now, there are cases where a motive is in place.
Right.
Okay. Where even though she's like, we're friends, and a guy may still say, well, you know what? Because guys like the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do.
And don't
I'll second
be,
that emotion.
And don't want to be told no or feel like, okay, that other cat might have been that way, but I don't care about that cat. I'm me.
I'm me.
Which is true.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you should always listen if that's what she says she wants, unless her body language changes.
Whoa.
If her body language doesn't change, then she didn't do anything to flip it.
Right.
It was just a straight-up attraction. And that could happen.
Right.
It happens all the time.
That's real.
So.
That's real. That's
you know,
real
the problem comes in where people feel like, well, females do it too. I don't know why he don't like me. You know, I got A, B, C, and D. You know, how come he's not attracted to me in that way as to want to get with me or to holler at me?
Yeah, I can say that.
So, you know, that's when it could become an issue.
Maybe she don't never get her toes done. They all look like popcorn kernels.
And
you could have a feet fetish.
You know what
Marcus
I forgot?
What
sometimes people have not ever... You have different experiences.
Right.
Say you experience a friendship that you've never experienced before and you like it.
You
and
don't
you become
lose out.
Right, and you become attracted to that person. So it can go different ways, but can men and women truly be in a friendship without the other things being involved as far as being attracted to each other? It can happen, but it's difficult.
It depends. And I say it's difficult. It depends on who, you know, what you have to establish a relationship on.
Right.
Now, I have a plethora of female friends. You know, some I was attracted to and it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some we were just, no, we just understand that we're in a friend zone.
Right.
And I view them as sisters. Now, mm-hmm. there's going to be somebody that will say, well, man, if she got butt naked in front of you and said, nigga, let's go and get down, let's do it. Would you do it? No.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. Because I've made that, I've traveled down that road before. I'll put it out there. I've traveled down that road before and just, yeah, it wasn't right. But there are some that just, you know that this is the relationship where it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't cross that line because it's not that, It needs to be a sexual thing, but I'm just not attracted to you like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to do your thing. I want you to, you know, handle your business. I can't hook you up with none of my boys because you're cool. But, you know, people do that. And a lot of people say, well, see, I know this female.
Okay.
She's my dog.
Oh, you're
she's
talking,
my
you're speaking
girl.
On a particular situation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's my road dog. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I know the kind of, it'll be more of a heartache to introduce them because I know that the people that I would introduce her to would want to lead from the hip first. And
okay.
It's not going to happen that way. She'll
okay.
chop them down. She's from the coast.
Okay.
And she'll chop them down. And
okay.
it's not, I know who she is and what, kind of what she says she's looking for. I ain't seen her with it yet.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I will pretty soon. But just knowing the kind of person that she is and being around her for so long, yeah, I got an idea that, nah, bro, you ain't. And it ain't to say, bro, I'm hating, I'm holding back, but I'm really doing you a favor.
Right.
Trust and believe, your boy gonna got you. I got your back. AB got your back. If I'm gonna introduce you to somebody, it's on you to take it from there. I'm just gonna give you this tip. But if I don't even look your way to pass the ball, don't stand there with your hands up, Chris Bosh. Did I say that? I'm
yeah.
sorry. Don't stand there with your hands up just waiting for the opportunity and I don't give it to you. Now you're looking at D Wade and myself like something wrong. Flip the script channel. This is how we do it, folks. Oh, no. We're just friends. We don't get down like that. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. As you know, folks, join the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend, spell was with a Z. We have a caller that wants to chime in. You know, we do it big in Dallas, Texas, Miss Oatmeal. So we have to go to the best in the Midwest and chime in with the one and only Eric E. Dub Wilson. Big E, what's cracking, man? How you doing?
Where's E-40?
E-Dub.
These technical problems.
Yeah, something about it.
What's going on with the technical?
Well, he does have a Sprint phone.
Oh, he has a Sprint.
And that could be the reason for the season.
Okay.
We can take it on back. Let's keep it here in Dallas, Texas.
Right, right.
We have a caller that wants to chime in out of Dallas. Last numbers are ending. Actually, no. Let's go ahead and drop that one. What's going on with these phones?
What's going on with the phones?
We're going to take it to the booth.
Let's try that booth.
We got that 318 that wants to chime in. Phone number ending in 3068. Call you on the line. Who is this?
This is a Dario. What's going on?
Dario, what's going on? Best-selling author to be. How you doing?
That's right.
I'm fine of you.
Man, we are fantastic out here. How you doing? Talk to us about tonight's topic. Do you think it's possible that the opposite sex friendship can really go on without having any sex?
I believe it's possible. I mean, I agree with Oatmeal. It is very possible, as long as, you know, that's that kind of understanding. And sometimes it can be where it's not the ulterior motive, where it just tends to happen that way. Because actually they say the best built relationships are that happen at a friendship first. And actually those are your marriages that last the longest as well. They were real good friends first. And then, you know, those are the marriages that are still together.
I've seen that.
So I definitely, you know, can see it happening. But then sometimes there are the ulterior motives. And I even take it a step further because I'm very verbal, I'm very direct. I would even
as far as
opposite sex. I mean, it also works normally, which is kind of typical because there is no attraction anyway. But when it comes to a gay male and a female, you know, the same thing tends to happen. But of course, there's no sexual attraction anyway. However, I have seen it where it's gone the other way. You know, where they have been in a relationship after their friendship. So I guess either way you go, where there's not an ulterior motive, but something you just don't have any control over, where things just tend, you know, to happen.
Now, wait a minute. You said they were in a relationship after their friendship, or the friendship
Correct.
Before their relationship?
No. After the friendship, right. But it just was with a gay male and a straight female.
Okay.
Where of course, there was no initial attraction, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I said.
So
yeah.
He became attracted to the female.
Both became attracted to one another. But like I was saying, just in a general sense, if there is a female, because it's still the opposite sex, whether it's a gay male or straight male.
Right.
But I'm saying in those cases, that is a safe zone for the most part, other than this one case scenario that I know of personally. You know, but there's still, you know, that is a safe zone for that female. When it comes to a straight male, that can also be a safe zone. But again, it can lead to something else, like I said earlier, you know, in the future it's possible that it can turn into something else.
You know, and that was something that I wanted to bring up. Do you think that happens more with men or with women having that type of reaction to say, you know what, I'd rather take it to the next level? Do men more often do that, or is it something that women want to do? Because a young lady told me today that, you know, more often women won't speak up for the sake of their emotions, as opposed to men speaking up, and it's like, well, hey, you know what, this is how I'm feeling, it is what it is. If I take a no, I don't want to take a no, but I'm rather more open to take, you know, receive that yes or that no more than the woman would because of the emotional thing that's involved with that.
I think that can also go both ways to a certain degree, because from what I observe, I really don't see many men that actually want to make a commitment. So I do believe that more so the female, you know, kind of, because that is that emotional attachment, you know, tends to kind of go for that. But at the same token, every now and then you may have a male. But to me, I don't really think they're really looking for the long haul. I think they're looking for that, you know, that quick little fix or what have you. I don't think they're looking to actually be in a relationship. But I think from more of a female perspective, I can see a female actually from a friendship saying, hey, you know, I'm really attracted to you, you know, okay, sarah, I want to, you know, try to go into something else. That's probably just more than just sex. And then, of course, there's always the exception to every rule where you may have, you know, I mean, because female or male, or any one of us can still be real hot, you know, real sexually active. So, I mean, that can go, like, both ways. But then there's those females that's not going to have that. Like, for example, you know, Miss Oatmeal, she is her female. She's not going to go for that. But you don't run into a female that's very confident like her every day. So I think it just depends on a case-by-case scenario.
That's true. It does. But it still, you know, doesn't stop the, say, in my case scenario, I have a lot of guy friends. And some of the friends that have said that they were my guy friends, they're gone now. They're gone because, A, either they had an ulterior motive to begin with, mm-hmm. or B, it came along later and they couldn't handle it. Or I had a situation like that myself where I became attracted to one of my guy friends. But I had to go on and let that go because I can't, You know what I mean? I used to be the type of person, if I can't have what I want, then it needs to be gone. But then I had to see if it was a true friendship or not.
That's true.
Oh, right. Baby, you.
So, I mean, if these guys said they were truly my friend, they could stick around, but they couldn't. They would try and then, you know, try to woo me over. It wouldn't work. Get mad, cause some type of issue, fade away, come back, you're really my friend. You know, this I'm serious. This whole teeter-tot, yo-yo effect. Okay, well, just straight up say, you know, hey, I know, Jay, you're real loyal when it comes to friendship. I know you are. But my ego can't take it or my pride can't take it. I can't be around you because I want more than what you're willing to offer right now. I could take that better than me feeling like we're loyal friends, and because you can't progress into something else with me, you start being mean or start acting funny. That's not fair in the friendship.
And to me, that's not a friendship because you weren't honest up front anyway. Friendship is about honesty. So really you wasn't up front anyway. You know, so, I mean, with that said, I mean, and even in the sense of that case, sometimes I think maybe the line shouldn't be crossed anyway, you know, as far as that's concerned. And the good thing about being friends with somebody first is you really can see, like, dang, I really don't be in a relationship with this person because I know how they really are. You know, is there going to be a clash? Because we can be real good friends. You know, we're going to see some characteristics about each other. Like, no, I couldn't be in a relationship, you know, with you. So, I mean, it has its privileges, too. I mean, unless you're just real high in the pants, you still want to get a sample. But, I mean, that's the reality of it is you can see, you know, that it's probably not going to work. You know, because maybe I've been in a friendship for a while because them characters, you're like, nah, I ain't going for that. I see how you treat, you know, this female, or I see how you treat these males. And it's like, nah, I'm not going to be one of those. You know, that's not going to be me.
Right.
You know, so, I mean.
Well, I had both scenarios. The one guy, we are still friends. We're not as close, but we're still friends. He's got my back. I got his back. But we're not as close anymore as we were as far as, you know, hanging out and stuff like that. But that's my dog. The other one, he gone. Gone for good. So he was never my friend. He always had an ulterior motive.
Mm-hmm.
So it just all depends. I mean, you really can't gauge it.
Right. That's
you
true. For the most part.
You just have to go through the experience. And know if you've been through it before, you can catch the signs.
Tragic. We do it all the time, folks. This is a hot topic. We got to get back to the phone lines. Daryl, thanks for staying on the line, man. Don't go anywhere.
I'll stay as long as I can. I got a hot date. I'll stay as long as I can.
So understand, folks, the summer is just about over, but you still have time to take that last-minute vacation. Go ahead and book your last-minute summer vacation with Travelaholics. Rates are as low as $185 per person for all-inclusive trips. Both domestic and foreign. Contact her today. Her name is Courtney. Phone number is 817-915-8750. I'm sorry, 817-915-8650. And you can reach her at travelaholics@hotmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this topic is off the chain. Oh, no, we're just friends. It's the opposite sex friendship. So can it be a good thing? Let's think about this now. Can it be a good thing to explore a dating relationship with your opposite sex friend? You know, what are the benefits about that? What's good about that? There has to be some kind of goodness in it. Because if you're already friends and y'all can do this and y'all can do that, they like everything that you, well, mostly everything that you do. And you can tolerate and hang out with and accept a lot of what they do as well. So why not take it to the next level? What's good about that? Let's go ahead and go to the phone lines and ask my man Big Sean from Baton Rouge that's going to chime in to talk about that. Sean, what's going on, my man? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good, Andy. And Oatmeal, how you guys doing? Oatmeal, I think you kind of got it, you know, you got it right. If you guys are not friends now, you know, that ulterior motive, you know, I think a lot of times men have an ulterior motive. They're just being patient. You know, they're waiting. I myself, I have two female friends, and to be honest with you, when I met both of them was in unique situations, but the attractions, you know, I was never attracted to them, their bodies. Now, they might be one of them had become attracted to me a couple years ago. And she, you know, that was just because we were getting older, you know what I mean? And so I actually kind of picked that up, and I set her up with a real good guy. And she's still with that guy right now. But me and, now he doesn't know about that conversation that we had, but I didn't want to go there with him. But, you know, I don't know, me and my friend Lisa, man, we met and we've been friends ever since then. I can't speak for her, but there's no attraction from my side. Me and her husband are pretty good friends. Me and my ex-wife, she was friends with her. And even after the fact, I mean, because a lot of times when you get older, you go through phases. You go through different emotions when you're 20 than when you're 30. And I've gone through those ages with both of them. So a lot of times, like when you're saying that, you know, if he was feeling that way and, you know, now he's or whatever, not with you, or you guys are not friends no more, I think a lot of that got to do with age and growth. And I know my first wife, me and her were best friends. So a part of me actually want a woman that's my best friend. It's just not those two friends I have. Because, I guess I'm a man, so I could be attracted to him, but I would have to make myself be attracted to him.
That's
they've been
conflict.
Sisters, right? They've been sisters for so long that hell, they're sisters to my mama. You know,
right.
I mean, daughters to my mother. I'm son to their mothers and fathers. You know, and uncles and you know uncles to their children. So it's like, you know, I would never even think about going there. But sometimes men are dogs.
From a family perspective.
Yeah, but sometimes, and I've seen that a lot where guys will be friends with them and then you hear that other talk, you know, and they really just trying to get with the girl. But for some reason, they think that the girl might be too pretty or you know, just they're out of their league or something, but they still try and be friends with that person. You know, it usually ends the way Oatmeal was saying. But a lot of times, I like to believe that what kept me sane in relationships was a woman. The wisest person you can have as a friend if you're a man, in my opinion, is a woman who's not dating you. So to all those men out there, if you're dating women, have a woman on the side that she can you know, like, because it's like they speak in Greek or they speak in Arabic, and you need somebody to translate that.
Tell them to call me.
Tell them to call you. Well, you already know.
I'm going to keep it real.
Hey, and that's the same thing I like about my friend Lisa. They keep it real, blunt, and to the point. Because, I mean, you know, a lot of times, all I can say is opposite sex, you need to have friends, okay? And they need to be the opposite sex. Because men are from Mars and women are from, you know, Pluto or outer space a little further than what I was going to say. No. But that's all I had to say tonight, you guys.
No, that's keeping it real, Sean. We definitely appreciate you chiming in on that one. I mean, he broke it down to the fullest. I mean,
yeah. You
got to think about that, folks. What is it? I mean, are you trying to take yourself into another realm and you're trying to force a relationship on somebody, but
right.
you're trying to sneak in and try to backdoor it, I mean, that's really not cool, because now you're holding on to their representative quite a bit longer than what needs to really happen. They're not even given a chance to really see you. They're just seeing the person that they think you are for this whatever period of time, and then as soon as you probably get on in there, you'll probably be real defensive and, you know, where you been? How come you ain't call me? I've been looking for you all day, and you call me back. I'm just saying. Come on, folks, can't be like that. You got to let folks have their space. And do their space.
Final done.
Definitely want to get back to the phone lines and holler at my man. I'm going to come back to Kansas City real quick and get my man Eric E. Dub Wilson on the line. E, you on the line with us tonight?
I'm definitely with you, man. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, E. Dub.
Oh, man, it's good to be back, man. It's good to be back. The little trip was nice.
Yeah,
man,
driving around the world. I seen you.
Up in Ohio with the family. How'd the family reunion go?
Oh, man, it was off the chain. I'm quite sure y'all pictured me rolling or whatever. We're going through several states or whatever. But I got up there, man, and kind of chased my roots, man. And, you know, kind of did a little background check on the Underground Railroad. It was real deep. I don't think we have enough time to go through it tonight. But, I'm hoping that someday, be, you know, that we can get back to that so I can really inform y'all on what's going on, man.
Okay, so we need to have a back to our roots topic.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my roots, man, my people were slaves, you know. So, yeah, I get deep with my...
He was out here in Texas. Man, I can see why they're not down here in Texas, bro. It's hot.
Yeah, but back to the topic, man. As far as you know, can we be friends? I feel as though that there is friendship between the opposite sex. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like one of them situations. If you don't stand for something, you're gonna fall for anything. So if both of y'all are on that level of being friends or whatever, then, you know, y'all going to make it happen. If it's something that where it's kind of a teeter-totter situation and then you all might be involved with somebody else, it's kind of sticky. It depends on that situation. At that time, I think somebody might just say, well, you need to step, somebody needs to step off. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I think that can happen. I have female friends that I'm close to. We don't talk all the time, you know, because my wife is my best friend. Hello?
Bravo. Bravo to you, my man. Bravo to you.
You know, my wife is my best friend, so therefore that's my opposite success. But as far as I do have other female friends, you know, that we do kick it or whatever. I just choose to be around my wife, you know what I'm saying, because it's a sticky situation with certain sexes, you know, when you get involved with different people, you know, it's crazy.
And that's what's up. You know, Eda, my parents were best friends. They were married from the age of 20, you know, for 38 years. They got married at 20. So we used to look at them and just really couldn't understand as a child that my parents were really, like, really down and really cool with each other.
Right.
He didn't have no female friends, and she ain't had no male friends. It would go down if it was something going on like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's cool when you can be joined with the opposite sex and y'all both encountering the same things. So that when, say for instance, you both of them like boxing or whatever, like me and my wife do. So we can interact on boxing. We can invite friends over that, you know, that like the same sex. I mean, like the same event or whatever, and then we can have fun. And you know, you don't think about it like that. And you know, you're gonna always have somebody there that's single, that's looking for a guy. You know what I'm saying? That's real cool with you, you know. So it just depends. Everybody doesn't look at each other as ready to just lay them down and bone them to death. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Everybody looks at as a human being as just some people look at a human being as just what they are. You know, a good, genuine person that has a nice head on their shoulders or whatever, you know, that I like
right.
being around. But it doesn't always happen like that. But generally, that's the most, that's that general idea.
Yeah, but it's just, you can try to gauge it, but you really can't. Because you can have a female friend, and you cool, well, you ain't even looking at her like that. Like, she real cool. Y'all start getting, you know, close. That's your homie, what
right.
have you. But she's attractive. Okay? And you're intrigued by what she's saying because she's so smart. And she cool. And y'all clicking.
She can count to five.
So you may not want to pursue her, but you might form an attraction
right.
where you have to push yourself back. You may not even say nothing, but sometimes that can happen because you're a,
yeah.
you know, you have opposite sex. It's opposite sex, and opposite sex attracts.
Exactly, but
in that type of situation, sometimes
you
know what?
Let me bring this question out of the chat room tonight, and folks, if you're just now tuning in, the topic is, oh no, we're just friends. It's the opposite sex relationship. There's a question in the chat room that Big Daddy has posed, and the question is this: if your woman or man said to you that I'm going to a happy hour, the online happy hour that is, with my friend tonight, and you found out that that friend was of the opposite sex, what would you do?
Okay, I can't go.
But
right.
if I can't go to the happy hour, you know, of course I'm going to ask you to take some flyers and talk about your boy while y'all there. You know, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But if that's my dog, that's my friend, yeah, I understand as long as I know who this person is and I know that relationship. But if I don't know this person, of course you're going to have questions.
Right.
You're going to try to see what's going on. Well, is this somebody new? Like, hey, you know what? I ain't had a chance to go out in a while, but I'm going to go kick it with David. Who's David? Oh, I ain't never told you about David. He cool, but you'll meet him one day. I don't really know him that well. I'm going to have to meet David tonight at the happy hour.
Right.
Or else we're going to have to meet David out of Fair Park, somewhere where, you know, the lights or something, so I can get a clear understanding of what David is trying to do.
And it's not that he's insecure. It's just that you just want to know. That's just automatic. If it ain't nothing, then you should be able to meet that person up front, and you should know about that person.
Right.
I could totally agree with you 100%.
Because
I'm not a jealous person.
Right.
But if my boyfriend or husband said that he was meeting Christina for happy hour,
yeah.
and I've never heard of Christina before, and I don't know who she is,
mm-hmm.
he would definitely need to say, come to the happy hour. I want you to meet Christina.
Right. Oh, we're just going to have one drink, baby. I'll be right back. Just one drink. We good. You know, you know what I'm saying? I just met now she cool, but you know what I'm saying? We just have one drink. That's all. Yeah. When you have to defend that relationship and you have to defend the reason why the other person is not able to see him, chances are that's not the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk tonight, folks. blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. I want to ask you, E-Dub, one more time before we kind of move around to the next caller. You know, what are the consequences of actually going to the next level in your friendship? You've already established it's okay that y'all are friends, but you don't want to take it there, and you just don't, you know, because you're respecting that level of friendship. So when you do decide to do that, not really knowing that or not really saying that, man, I really don't want to be with you, but I just want to be with somebody right now. And since we cool, is it all right if we go ahead and do that? Because I know you. It's convenient.
Hey,
I know there's
are
no
you,
strings
are,
attached. There's a movie about
you,
that right
you,
now.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Please
are
do.
Are you ready for this one?
Come on, man.
All right, check this out. It's kind of like standing in anticipation whether or not you're going to get your ass whooped with a leather belt or you're going to get thrown hot oatmeal on your motherfucking ass. See what I'm saying? Because check this out. Let me break it down now to from a C6 to a thorough understanding. Now, the reason being that because you can step, it's a thin line there. So now
right.
You can step over that line. Now, it depends on this individual that you're dealing with, that you're so-called friends with. Now, these are only my views and only to protect the innocent. Okay, now. All right, say, for instance, you got a girl, that, I mean, you know, you're a male, and it's a female, that y'all supposed to be cool. Now, the borderline, the gun line is being tested or whatever. And she one of them gals or whatever that with the short ponytail, and she got a short fuse, and she'll run her mouth or whatever. Nah, you already know. Back away. Burn out. Do a 90 left.
Right.
Basically, you need to keep a firm hand anyway because it can go either way. It's not always the brother that has the intuition that also wants to lay down the female. It's the female sometimes that wants to lay down the brother in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sticky situation. It just depends. What really needs to happen is it really needs to be evaluated and see if it's worth getting rid of the friendship because, for one, it's going to be damage done. Because, for one, whenever the opposite person meets another individual or whatever, The so-called friend that's supposed to be a friend, the individual that they met is never enough for them. There's always some technicalities involved. So, therefore, there's a lot of feelings being involved in this now because y'all done went that level. You see what I'm saying? If you keep a level playing field where ain't nobody, it's a situation where it's strictly on the level. Everybody got a straight head. You got a little more success out of it than you do if you done went to bed with each other.
Yeah, and then you might ruin a friendship by
ruin a friendship.
Like seriously ruining it. You know, maybe he doesn't perform that well.
Oh.
It's always going to come up.
And y'all didn't do whatever was supposed to be done. You came up short, pun intended. Then, you know, it could be a bad situation. You just can't look at each other the same.
Right. You will not be able to look at each other the same.
Or maybe her body language just don't vibe with yours, and you look at her like, for real.
Right.
Now, I got another situation before y'all go real quick, and I'm going to be done with it. I went to homecoming one year, and my wife that I married now or whatever, we also went to the same college. So the group of people that we are around, we also broke bread with and fellowship with as we coming up in college. Well, we go down to homecoming this one year, and this one young lady, individual, whatever, she proceeds to go in the shower, whatever. She goes, takes her shower. Now, I'm in there with three other individuals, and they're opposite sex. One's my wife, and the other two is her friends. Well, the young lady that was a friend of our college, she goes to the college, goes to the shower or whatever, and she comes out, and now she's in panties and bra. I'm not tripping on it. Because I'm like, all right, fuck her. This is, you know, I know this ain't when we was in college, but, you know, we grown now, but shit, I'm a friend, you know what I'm saying? But my old lady didn't take heed. She didn't like it too kindly. So she was like, you know, be you tripping. You done tripped. See what I'm saying? So the fight went on like that. But I go on to say this, is that there's a certain time and level, too, that the friendship has to go, because y'all may not have seen each other in years when y'all was in college or when y'all was in high school. And then you can't also think it's going to be the same when y'all meet back up, because it's going to be different.
Right. Very different. A lot of time has passed. A lot of things have happened since then. And you were just different people altogether. You know, that's just real talk, E, man. I always represent Kansas City to the fullest, folks. This is how we go down on the Whole Line Happy Hour. Based here out of Dallas, Texas, but they call in from all over the country. Over 10,000 listeners. The numbers show it to be proven. And we just going to keep the party going. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell Was with a Z. E-Dub is tripped out with us tonight. Adariel and my man Sean is tripped out. I wonder if the ladies are going to call in.
Why the ladies?
Well, let's ask Miss Kenya to chime in on the topic. And where is Kenya calling from? Kenya, are you on the line with us tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm calling in from Dallas.
Well, welcome to the happy hour, Kim. Thank you for calling in tonight. Are you enjoying the show?
I am. Very informative. But I got something to say.
Well, we listen.
I think it
ready.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, we said we're ready.
Okay, I think it is possible for people of the opposite sex to be friends as long as the intentions are communicated up front and at any point in their relationship if feelings change, just say that.
Right.
State it. The communication is what's key.
Okay. So it's all about the communication. Are they not being up front with it? Or as when things happen, they're not really expressing how they truly feel.
Exactly. If things change, say that.
Mm.
Again, if you spend time solidifying the friendship, the friendship should be able to weather all that.
So the friendship should have more weight than the rejection, just in case it is one?
Yes, it should.
Or for the simple fact, if it does go there, and like Ms. Oatmeal said, the performance is not of grade A caliber, so to speak, then you can still be friends afterwards? You can still look at them the same?
You should be, because that foundation of the friendship is supposed to be the trust and the respect anyway. So it's not like one would go back and tell the other one business. So that just would be something that's left between friends, and the friendship should keep moving.
I like that. I like that. What do you think about that, Ms. Oatmeal?
It should keep moving, but it'll be difficult if a sexual relationship came about out the blue, say, you know, hey, they were having fun and got intoxicated and it just happened,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't a great experience.
Ah.
They're going to have to be able to communicate about that, because it's going to be on both of their minds about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he may want to do it again, or he may want to do it again, or they may not want to do it again. They're going to have to talk about that.
And I think that's cool, as long as it stays between the friends. Now, once it goes outside of the circle of that friendship, that's when problems happen. As long as it stays between those friends, I think the friendship can keep going.
And y'all can learn a lot from what Kenya's saying. You don't have to tell everybody everything.
Exactly.
They don't have to know, people. Just because it's dirt and it's drama, even if it's about you, you don't have to blast your own business. Just be about your business.
Exactly.
Now, I may not say much, but when I do speak, I make sure it's worth it. www.andybrownspeaks.com, life coaching, ladies and gentlemen. One, just to create a better you. And that's what we're talking about tonight, making a better you, better decisions. Oh, no, we're just friends. It's the opposite sex, friendship. Now, Kenya, I want to ask you another question, if you don't mind. If these friends... Watch this now. If these friends know that, hey, maybe it's not best if we take it to that next level,
mm-hmm.
okay, then is there a friend that they may say, you know what, let me introduce you to them. I know you're good people, and I know you're good people. This is one of my good guy friends. This is one of my good female friends. I know y'all are real good. I hear you both talk about similar things. Maybe I can be the liaison and bring that relationship together, because I'm connecting two good people that always talk about how he can't find nobody and she can't find nobody, but I know that there may be a good fit for each other. Should you go ahead, is it good to go ahead and introduce them to and try to make a love connection?
Yeah, I think so, as long as there's a level of maturity about it. The only role that that friend should have is just the introduction. Now, whatever go on between the two, once they swap numbers or meet up, should still stay between those two, but the only role the friend should have is just the introduction. I can speak on that because I'm actually in that kind of situation now. The introduction should be the only responsibility the friend has.
Okay. Real talk. Thank you so much for calling in, Queen. We definitely appreciate your calls. Ladies are representing Ms. Oatmeal.
Yeah, they are. They are, but I want the ladies to keep it 100.
Let's see if they can.
I want them to keep it 100. Tell the real deal. The fellas need to know.
Yeah.
You know, I started off tonight with telling the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have these male and female relationships, friendships, that aren't going to be all down the straight and narrow path.
Right.
I've never seen it happen.
Because it's not perfect.
Right. I have homeboys that I'm pretty sure if, you know, I was like, yeah, let's get it.
You cross your legs a certain way.
I don't think that they'll say no.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
Of course not.
Right, they're not.
Nickname.
They're not chasing me, though. They're doing their own thing. But, I mean, if you have it, you have it. If you have something, an attraction, and somebody has that certain attraction to you, physical, but they're also cool with you on just being your friend level, and they're
right.
not even trying to go there with you, every now and then they might flirt. But, I mean, they probably just waiting on you to say, yeah.
Right opportunity.
Or may not even be waiting. Just throw it out there and see if it works.
See what happens. If it's on the wall, she say something back there. I'm unbuttoning my belt right now. I'm coming. Y'all know that's how it is.
I still love them dearly, though. I don't have anything against them. Because
right.
it's not like they're pressuring me to do anything, but we're human.
And they'll say a little something, get a little
right.
drink in their hand. Yeah, I see you with that little dress on. I saw you in that little video on YouTube. I want to know about that nickname myself, guy. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be like, Andy, yeah, you know, your book is good, but so what are you doing tomorrow?
Oh,
I need to talk to you. I'm having some issues. You work out at the gym?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You see what I'm saying?
And they be doing it. I be tripping out, man. Ladies are a fool, man. They want to come up when they see you doing just a little bit in the gym. And you got like a touch of cartoon definition in your chest, and they want to come up and squeeze your chest.
Right.
And it's not fair because we can't squeeze back. Men, y'all got to understand and feel me on that. I'm going to take a caller out of Shreveport, Louisiana, that's chiming in tonight. My man AK is chiming in on the topic. Oh, no. We're just friends, the opposite sex. You're hearing Miss Oatmeal keep it real. AK, what's going on, bro?
Oh, man, just chilling. Just left his old workout.
Have you probably seen it too?
I seen it too. It was funny when you said that, man. It was real funny. I
couldn't
help but to laugh at it.
I mean, what y'all expect? If y'all got some muscles and you in the gym, please know we look. I mean, I'm not wanting to go up and touch and do anything like that, but I'm looking. While I'm on the elliptical machine, I'm looking.
Man,
I ain't mad.
I know you. No, it happens.
You ain't gonna catch me going. Get your hand out my pocket. You know what I'm saying? It's cool.
You got some muscle.
You know what?
Yay! Big shout out to Right. Go ahead, my man. AK, talk to us.
You know, I with this topic right here, man, it's real touchy. It's real. It's real subjective. And you know, real is real. First of all, ain't nobody going to do what they don't want to do. You know, we have to get that one thing straight. You know, people can be friends and not, and sometimes they can have some ulterior motives, but they can kind of put them to the side because at a certain point you can actually have some care about somebody but still want to smash their brains out but don't want to, like, put it all over the table like you just first. You know, you gotta throttle that back, and I think some of that just comes with, you know, with all due respect, you know, getting it before, you know, not them, but just it, period, you know.
Right.
And you know, I we ain't starving out here for it. I ain't gonna be a Ben Roethlisberger and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Well, Roethlisberger or whatever, I ain't gonna do that. But it's kind of like, you know, real business. I'm still friends with some girls that we just kind of, I don't know if it was an open relationship because we didn't have no relationship. We were friends, and we did the damn thing, and, you know, like more than once. But what happened, we weren't meant to be in a relationship, you know. At the time, we had a sexual attraction, but our friendship, it almost seemed like we could be better friends than soulmates. You know,
right.
I know that's kind of crazy, but sometimes, you know, like, it's let me tell you what, it's just like a badass pair of shoes or a dress or a hat. You can't wear it everywhere. You know what I'm saying? It might be your best jump, but I can't put it on all the time. I can't wear it, but I can mess with it every once in a while. And then it comes to a point where, you know, the relationship goes beyond that. And I got some homeboys and stuff like that, and then some homegirls too. A lot of people monopolize on the opposite sex of being friends with them. Like what Andy was saying earlier about that hookup. I know some girls that's friends with dudes because they want to hook up with one of their partners. You know, just like that. Like, and I don't mean just one. And I mean, you know, everybody got their wants and needs. You know, and I know some dudes that do the same thing. They want to be friends with a female because she got some cute friends and they want to try to go through the ranks. You know, I mean, it be like that sometimes. I ain't mad at nobody for that right there, but, well, Ms. Omer Brown said, only thing you can do at a certain point is just, you know, introduce, and then that's it. And you ain't trying to introduce in a hookup fashion. You just like, hey, this my friend. Now, don't get it twisted. I know both parties like that, and all in all, I don't think they scumbags. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I don't necessarily approve what they do all the time, but I've been that person too. But you know, they got some good qualities and stuff like that. But it ain't for me to just be like, yeah, watch out, they're gonna try to smash. I mean, for real, they kind of already know. I saw the little antenna as soon as they eyes met, so I ain't tripping. But I think people can be friends because I like having girls and friends. Ain't nothing better than being able to chill with some females and some guys. You know, you got a barbecue coming. I can't have just a bunch of dudes over my crib. Then I can't have just a bunch of females over here because they want some dudes over here. So, you know, it's good to be able to have good mixed company. You a good liaison to this whole group of people. You got to be that catalyst.
That's real talk. I can agree with you on that, man. Having good female friends is always good to have around, man. You ain't got to cook all the time. One thing.
No, I'm going to tell you what, it ain't even that. Square business, some of them females will be there for you before you're bored. You know, like for real, just like the girl. It's some girls that's friends with some dudes that'll be there before they girl. It's just kind of wired like that. Not to say that some of them don't care, but some people have a certain level of care where it is nurtured for the opposite sex, where, you know, it's just like if a girl, you know, has some trouble with a dude and stuff like that, you know, she ain't got to call a girl. She, you know, she got a dude or something like that she might just need to talk to. She can get one on the line right then, and he might want to go rip. Same thing with a female. He go through, a dude go through some stuff with a female. He got some cool homegirls. They want to thrash. They wish, yeah, where they at? They want to box. And it's like, nah, none of that. But it's kind of good to have some people that'll kind of get you out the dump. Not with no negativity stuff, but, you know, some people that'll kind of help you out, man, when you're feeling down.
That's real talk.
For real, you know, because like I said, I have a lot of guy friends. They're like my brothers, and they really care about me. They'll run a guy off, not purposely, but, I mean, if he weak, he going to run if they all talk to him and, you know, say, what's up, bro? How you doing? Yeah. What's up?
Let me holler at your girl, man. What's going on with her? The next day.
If he be like, damn, and can't handle it, then he ain't strong enough.
The next day. Fellas, stop. I know we're doing the show tonight about, oh, no, we're just friends. But on the shout-out, fellas, you got to stop asking about the homegirl on Sunday after the party. Don't come up and be like, what's up with your girl, and you never said anything to her. That's crazy. I want to get back to the phone lines and get it cracking tonight. I think Shalonda was on the phone. Sharita was on the line and wanted to chime in with Sharonda. Sharonda's on the line and wants to chime in with us. She's calling out of Dallas, Texas. Let's go ahead, Sharonda. Talk to us tonight. How you doing?
Hello?
Maybe
she's having some technical difficulties. Sharonda is not there.
Sharonda's not there?
Sharonda must not be there. I don't hear anything.
Well, Sharonda must be with her other friend and just said, oh,
Sharonda,
no.
Sharonda, Sharita.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, Sharita's here. Sharita's
okay.
Here.
How's it going, Sharita? Did you click over and come back? What was going on with your phone?
I had some technical difficulties.
Okay.
I do believe guys can be friends with girls if there's open communication, like the lady said earlier. If those feelings begin to change, then you need to speak up. Otherwise, it will lead to something. Now, I do also believe that you can have a male as a friend, as a real friend. He gained feelings for you, but he feels like he can't be around you because his feelings has grown for you as well. So he has to leave the picture. I do believe that that could be considered a real friend.
But do you think that's fair on the friendship?
No, it's not fair on the friendship, but a lot of things are not fair on the friendship. Just like you can have a couple that are just friends, but they decide to go that extra mile, like Anna said earlier, and that can actually break up a friendship, because if it's not what he expected or if it's not what she expected, then you would never look at that person again the same way. Because
right.
When he's talking about, man, I did this and I did this, in the back of your head, it's like, you ain't did nothing.
Exactly.
So
right,
I do believe
so
that's possible as well.
Hey, you know, we're flipping it back for the fellas. I got to represent. It could be that the lady just didn't hate. She, you know, it just.
Maybe she fell asleep because she was too intoxicated.
I don't know. Maybe it's
like. But no, we're not talking drinks. We're not talking drinks. We're talking completely straight. You know, we just go out to eat. No drinks are involved. We go back to the house and we decide, you know, let's try this. We've been friends. You digging me, I'm digging you. We like the same stuff. We go out, we kick it, we chill. That goes down and you like, uh-uh, I can't do this. Because that's one thing, I don't know for a lot of women, but that's one thing I have to have. I have to enjoy it to be in a relationship. If I don't enjoy it, you probably would never hear from me again.
Right.
I can't just roll over and make that face like, somebody behind me at the movies just farted. I can't make that. You know that face you make? Somebody behind you on nothing. Yeah, you don't want to look at them like, come on, man.
Don't strike out on the first swing.
Really?
Yeah.
This is what I've been anticipating all this time.
Yeah, this is what
I've
been waiting on. And this
man,
is what I did. Are you serious?
Man, I can't tell nobody. Folks, that's what we're talking about. Oh, that's when you really say, oh, no.
This ain't gonna work.
It's the opposite sex friendship, folks. We are getting down. Think about it. Where else can you go in the middle of the week and call in from wherever you are and party with some of the hottest folks from Kansas City, Dallas, Texas, Baton Rouge, California, Little Rock, Arkansas, Shreveport, Louisiana, and have a great time? Right here with your boy AB and Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101 coming at you, folks.
OMB.
This is how we get down, folks. The calls are out of control. The phone lines are hot as chicken grease. And ladies, if you in Dallas, Texas, it's almost time to go back to school. And if you're looking for some skinny jeans, my man Sebo says take your skinny ass down to Fat Gear Retail Clothing Store, Dallas, Texas' finest urban women's apparel. You can find him at www.shopfatgear.com. That's shopphatgear.com. Also, the place where you can get the controversial read, second place women who come in first. The address is 3215 Kernwood Drive in Dallas, Texas. If you know the DFW area, it's right off of 20 in Hampton and Wheatland in the Walmart Shopping Center, folks. Contact the store. Call my man Sebo at 972-283-4327. That's Sebo at Fat Gear at 972-283-4327. Miss Oatmeal, this is a hot topic tonight. I'm loving it. I'm loving the calls. Oh, no. We're just friends. It's the opposite sex friendship. What really goes on? I mean, when Sharita was talking about that, you and her brought up a really good point. It's all about sometimes when the emotions get involved.
Right.
So what is the mental or the emotional makeup of someone who has to deal with the opposite sex friendship as an issue? They're always going to look at that problem. I mean, when do you stop and be like, you know what, I'm either going to have to stop kicking it with you because every time I see you, I think about that experience, or are you really going to be mature enough to let that go and act like it never happened in your 40s and 50s and 60s, maybe even later on in life, 70s, 80s, and 90s? You remember that time way back when Obama was president and he passed that bill and we were happy to celebrate that one time and had a bottle of booze for him and just couldn't resist each other. Ooh, but I ain't going to tell nobody because I was off the chain with that. I mean, what goes on with that? Where's the mental and emotional tie that says, you know what, I can put this out of my mind, or maybe nah, it was just that bad that I could sever my friendship because of this experience.
Or it could be that good and you say you don't want to go there with that individual. You just want to keep that experience as that experience.
And leave it right
regardless
there.
Regardless if your body could be telling you, I want to do it again. Regardless if you think about it a year later, 6 months later, when you're having that feeling,
mm-hmm.
but you know if you continue to take it there with your friend,
somewhere else.
You know, you got to push that back.
Yeah.
You got to push it. You have to. It's not going to go away mentally.
Ever.
You got to fight it.
You're going to always have that thought? Because, I mean,
If it was good, if you,
yeah,
it might just pop up. It's not like you think about it 24/7. But
yeah.
It might pop up. Say you're married and you guys are all at a little function, a little family barbecue at the house.
Right.
And that's your homegirl. Your wife knows her. And she looking good because she's been working out at the gym. You might just notice it and flash real quick.
About that.
Right.
One time.
You're not thinking about her like that, but
it just
something
pops in your
right mind. can trigger that. You're human. We're all human. Don't mean that you're thinking about it 24/7.
Right.
She might, you know, grind on her husband during the Soul Train line or something. And you might just be chuckling to yourself.
Mm.
Right. You might laugh
a little,
and think about, you might even say, You might just chuckle.
These things happen
in our circles. Trust and believe.
Right.
We just may not know who done messed with who. Or it may have been us. And we don't say nothing, and we all walking around smiling and laughing. But you done had a relation with somebody in the room. Come on,
can't
now. Let's keep it 100.
Just can't say nothing. You and that they people's wedding.
That's real talk. That's
yeah.
reality.
That's
how it goes down.
And that's how she brings it, folks. She comes with the realness each and every week. Check her out. Check out the website, folks, www.realness101.com. Learn more about Miss Oatmeal Brown because she's coming with it. Check out the flavor that is Oatmeal Brown, folks, realness101.com.
And check out andyspeaks.com as well.
I say a little bit every now and then, folks, but I definitely want y'all to know that I'm enjoying myself. We had a wonderful time just to bring this back up about the lovely roundtable. Big shout-out to Miss TJ for letting us come down to Teasers this past weekend and have a nice, wonderful roundtable discussion about the fantastic novel, Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't. So be looking for the book on Kindle to hit. We're going to launch it on this coming Friday, but sometimes technical difficulties do arise, so it's going to come out to you on Tuesday of next week. So be prepared to find out. Your boy's going to be on Kindle, ladies and gentlemen. Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't. So I definitely want you to know, make sure you get your copy. It's going to be on iPad, Amazon, Kindle, Nook, e-reader. Just be ready. If you're into reading books, you should be. Don't just take somebody's word for it. Get some understanding of everything that you get.
Right, and go ahead and add your how was your weekend page as Facebook page so you can get all the updates. So whatever we're telling you tonight that's going on, it'll definitely be updated on our How Was Your Weekend Facebook page, Andy Brown's Facebook page, and Oatmeal Brown's Facebook page. Go ahead and add us.
That's real talk, folks. Miss Oatmeal, we got to get back to the phone line. Sharita put it down for us. And I want to take it out to Fort Worth, Texas, actually see the Hill, Texas, that is, when my man Dwight Carey is chiming in with us tonight talking about, oh, no, we're just friends. It's the opposite sex friendship. What's going on with it, Dwight? Talk to us.
Hey, doctor, how you doing?
Doing good, my
Hello?
Man.
All right, all right. Hey. Yes, yes, wonderful topic, wonderful conversation. I just want to make a couple of points. First of all, you know, when you're friends and you say that, you know, that you're friends, I just want to know, are you walking through this relationship, are you hugging and kissing, little, you know, that kissing on the cheek, telling intimate secrets? Because, you know, that escalates that friendship to another level. And if you notice yourself getting jealous when your friends get some play, when you're out having that happy hour drink, you know, and then, you know, seriously, no one plans these interludes. No one plans this. This happens. This happens in the heat of the moment when you take that friendship to the next level. You know, I mean, and all of those incidents that I just mentioned culminates with that explosion of a situation that no one is prepared to talk about. You don't talk about, you're not in a friendship talking about taking your friendship to a relationship if it's a true friendship. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, you know. You,
hello?
Say that again, please.
They kind of break that down a little bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I'm out with my friend girl and we're having a conversation about, well, you know, do we want to be in a relationship? Well, now that has already escalated the relationship. I mean, it's no longer that friendship thing because everybody's thought patterns changes. You know.
Right.
You're not discussing. You're not discussing a relationship situation if you're just friends. So when it happens, it's a spur of the moment thing. You know, you're out. You're having happy hour drinks. You're up dancing. You rub. You know, it's kind of like that Cialis commercial. Kind of like that Cialis commercial where you rub up against somebody and just that moment, you know, oh, wow, can we take it to another level? That's the way that situation explodes, you know. So
right.
When you're talking about just being friends, yeah, when you're free, when you're single, you are free to mingle. But remember this. Remember this, there are consequences when you're exchanging personal data with your friend because that personal data tends to build curiosity, tends to build interest, and it will escalate. If but a moment, it's going to escalate. Yeah, and you may not be able to take that brush up against the arm back or that just that conversation that you had last night. You might not be able to take that back because that other person has already escalated that in their thought pattern.
Wow.
I mean,
have got to say, folks, I'm learning tonight. Miss Oatmeal is putting it down. Dwight is putting it down. I mean, Big Ray, everybody's calling in just speaking real talk, folks. This is what's going on.
Well, Andy, again, it's interesting, you know, we talked about this at your roundtable in some format, you know, but it was pretty much dealing with a married man having an opposite sex friend. But the trappings are still the same. They may be less clouded, but they're still the same. You know, they're still the same. You know, that word sex, sensual, emotional experience. You know, when you sensual, emotional experience, that word sex, S-E-X, sensual, emotional experience. When you start throwing emotions in the middle of any two alphabets, when you start throwing emotion in the middle of any two alphabets, be careful, because sometimes you may get what you want, and sometimes you may get that booger from hell that don't know how to back off because he or she is emotionally attached, and that may be your friend.
Right.
So
this happened.
That's all
hey,
I had to say tonight, Andy. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
I'm doing just fine,
Ms. Brown. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear you tonight.
Well, I tell you what,
I knew you were going to have a great word. You had some great words on Saturday at the round table.
Well, I certainly appreciate that. Sometimes I'm accused of talking too much, but, you know, I call it giving out gold nuggets. You know, you may not use it today, but put it in your pocket. You may be able to use it next week.
Right.
And
yeah.
That's what it's all about.
So,
we can't wait until the next one comes about. We'll definitely keep you informed, and we'll also keep our listeners informed when we're ready to open up another hot roundtable discussion. That's just how we do, folks. You never know. We're going to be in the DFW area. We may even be in the city that we've called and turned out to tonight. So we're here to stay. How was your weekend, folks? This is Real Deal. The online happy hour is the show. And some people, Miss Oatmeal, will happen to say that, you know, maybe there's something. Y'all think y'all doing too much. You know, I see a little show here and there, but, you know, that ain't going to last. It's far-fetched. Something going to happen. We understand you can only go so far with that, but y'all try and do a little too much, I mean, with the website and trying to do live events. You ain't no party promoters. Y'all ain't trying to do all that. But you know what?
No, we're driving in our own lane. That's what they need to understand.
We're just doing what we enjoy, what God has called us to do, and we're having fun with it, and people are logging in, they're listening, and learning. If it wasn't worth anything, we would have stopped a long time ago.
Right.
10,000 plus have chimed in to listen, folks. The numbers don't lie. It's Real Deal. So just because you don't see it, or you may think it's a little far-fetched because it's not in your normal realm, that's just too bad. Because understand, this is it. This is our lifestyle.
No. No, Andy, we're doing this for kicks and giggles.
Well, I'm giggling. And somebody need to get kicked for even tripping out thinking that we in here, we got ulterior motives. Mm-hmm. They're just using each other to try to get something else. You're creating your own drama. And we're going to live it right here online each and every week on the phone.
That's right.
Folks, that's how we get down. Oh, no. Understand, me and Miss Oatmeal, we're just friends. It's the opposite sex friendship, folks. Now, I want to go to the phone and talk with the living lady herself all the way up in Motown.
Uh-oh.
Detroit City's finest. And when I say fine, I do mean fine, folks. Miss Nikki's on the line. GSU's on. Nikki, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, Andy, what's going on with you?
Man, loving this. Now that I have your real phone number, because I meant to call you about that special package that you do have, I just didn't have the proper material to put that up. But it's yours, sweetheart. It's coming.
No problem.
Believe.
What's up, Miss O'Mill?
What's going on, darling Nikki?
Girl, sitting back listening to a couple callers before me. So, I mean, can men and women be friends, platonic friends, without ever having had sex? Absolutely. My very best friends are friends I've had since undergrad, and the majority of them are men. The vast majority of them are men. I mean, I can name five off the top of my head that if I were to call them right now, you're stranded somewhere on the side of the road, they would come and get me and not expect that they would be coming inside my house and drop me off back at home. So, yeah, I think men and women can be friends, but I also believe that those friendships didn't just manifest out of nowhere. One or the other person was at some point attracted to that person. So when
right.
I say that, I had, you know, a friend that I met, I think maybe my first week on the yard, we struck up a conversation. He knew I was from Detroit based on something I had on. And he didn't just strike up a conversation because he was like, oh,
yeah.
I look like she gonna be an honor roll student. No, there was something about me physically that attracted him. But once we determined that, you know, that we weren't going to date or anything like that, he was cool with just being a friend, and he is a great friend. And I do believe that when I was married, I had no problem introducing all of my male friends to my husband. As a matter of fact, I encouraged them to go out and have a relationship outside of me. I don't feel like
with
if you're a married woman. I'm sorry?
You want to encourage them to go out and kick it with your husband?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I would very much so encourage it because
not do that. That is a beautiful thing, man. Why would
yeah,
you
I don't
not
think you can have
male
a
friends to know your dude?
Yeah,
you
I don't think you can
you
have
like
male
that,
friends
without
your if you're
yourself.
Married. Yeah, if you're married, I don't think you can have a male friend without having your husband heavily involved in the relationship. When I was married, if one of my male friends called, I was quick to let my husband know, oh, you know, this is L.A. on the phone. Give me 2 minutes. Not a 30, 40, 50-minute conversation. No, give me 2 minutes. It's cool. You know, or if, you know, one of my friends would call, hey, Nick, you know, we're going here such and such. You got a third ticket? Because I can't go without my husband. So there's just certain things that need to be communicated. And none of my male friends were ever disrespectful. Now that me and my ex-husband are divorced, he is still friends with my friends, which I have no problem with. So, at the end of the day, if it's really a platonic relationship, then it's a platonic relationship. I mean, and Ms. Ovi, you guys know him. Zach Donald is like one of my best friends. You know, Lamont Gleaton, that was from Detroit. You know, Stacey Stamps. I mean, I can pick up the phone and call these guys right now. And Zach is married, and me and his wife, cool as all get out. Her people live
right.
maybe 20 minutes from me, and when Zach comes into town, Zach will call me up and say, hey, you know, I'm at my in-law's house. Come by. I'm over there with him, his wife, and his wife's people. That's what friends do. Now, I will say
right.
on the flip side of that I have been, like right now, I'm very fond of someone. I like him, and I've told him this, and I've already explained to him that we can't be friends. That's not an option. No, because I don't like you as a friend. So... I'm not gonna be your friend. No, we can't be cool like that. No, I'm not gonna be kikiing all up in your face. No. I like you and I would like to explore us on another level. So if we can't be there, he invited me to go somewhere and I was like, what am I attending as? Am I attending as, you know, just one of the many people that we will be at the party? Or am I, like, special? I'm not going to be just a random chick in the video. Am I the number one star? Oh, no? Oh, then I'm not coming. Yeah, it's plain and simple. I'm not going to play that game because what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to see him talking to somebody, you feeling some type of way. No, I'm not putting myself in that situation, so I don't go. I don't go, and I wouldn't go. And when people ask me, who he is, because we've been out together before, I say, oh, I don't introduce him as my friend. I say, this is my unofficial boo. That's who he is. Yeah, this is my unofficial boo. Yeah, he's not a friend, because that's not how I like him. So
right. Yeah, you have to, at this age, we have to know, hey, I'm not going
yeah.
back up from you.
Yeah, trying to be playing no damn games with you, talk about, oh, this is my friend. He fell off the radar for like a week.
And
I called him, I was like, whoa, how did I slip back into the friend zone? Houston, we have an issue. I said, whoa.
No, real talk. It happens on the male side, too, because I'm guilty of the same. I told you, I said, listen, you know, I understand that we're friends and all, but I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. You know, this is what it is. I am attracted to you, straight up.
And all this me coming over here and staying at your house because I'm tired and I can't make it home. And I'm half tempted to walk back in there in that room because you got the door open. You know what? This is just not creating a good picture for me right now. Because I don't know if you really cool like this or you trying to tempt me with that door. And that's not a good thing to do.
Can I be real with you, Andy? If the door is open, that was an invite. Doesn't necessarily mean an invite for activity, shall we say. But that's an invite for maybe some cuddle time. Nothing more, nothing less.
What if it wasn't though? You really can't gauge that.
That's not cuddling.
Unless there was some, I would say, like I said earlier, some body language is going to have to occur. In most instances.
She would have had to come out towards me in her home. That would not have been a good move because you don't. That's not a cuddle move that I can have per se. It's not, and I'm pretty sure the other male callers would tell you the same. It's not really the best cuddly, soft moment, if you will.
Why would that be, Andy?
Well, it's just not. I mean, you don't think of cuddly, snuggle, soft. You just kind of think of oil drilling machines and things like that. That's just not what you're supposed to go on to the next topic and keep the show going tonight as we're talking about, oh, no, we're just friends. It's the opposite sex friendship. Because thinking about, you don't want to be the one to cross the line and it was, you were trying something. You didn't ask. You just started trying something. So it can be very awkward, and then you run the risk of possibly losing a potential good friend over a sexual encounter or three.
Yeah, then friends shouldn't spend the night.
Right.
Period.
So you shouldn't put yourself. Are you saying not spend the night like ever, or just like, hey man, you sleep
no,
here,
ever.
I'm gonna sleep over here.
If you've informed someone that you are interested in them,
no, that's your friend. No, this is your friend. You got to.
No, if you inform that friend that you, if someone tells you they like you, then you are not a friend in their eyes. You are an opportunity at a relationship. There is no more friendship. Now, you might want to play the role like, oh, no, we just feel cool and this, that, and the third. No, that man or that woman has caught feelings for you. And being up in your space and your environment, sharing time and space with somebody when there's nobody else around, that's intimacy. It doesn't have to be physical to be intimate, but that's definitely intimacy. You guys get to talking and relaxing around each other. You know somebody real relaxed. If the sister come out the bathroom and she got the scarf on her head and she got her PJs on, oh, man, you don't get no more intimate than that. You cannot do those things in the friendship realm. The line is too easily blurred, and it's too easy to cross it. And nobody, I don't think, would cross it intentionally. But there's just too many options for signals to be misread.
See, PJs and negligee is two different outfits.
It
right,
don't matter.
Because I walked out. Let me tell you something. Me and Andy are good friends, and he is seeing me in the do-rag. And the sleep in the eye. And he did not give me any type of body language that I was attractive and he wanted to jump on me.
Well, that do-rag ain't necessarily a turn-on.
It's a done deal, dog. Trust me. If there's the slightest resemblance of Angel Mama in the present, and they don't
right,
say anything,
but I'm comfortable.
I wish Robin would catch up to that. That's half the time why we wrap our hair up. Oh, I know he ain't going to touch me with this on.
Yeah. Fine, this in 2011. You was dressed like somebody, auntie, man. That's not cool.
Like, I'll have on my pink socks and not match.
One of them be pink and the other one be half straight.
Because we have a true friendship. So it's possible.
Yeah, that's y'all.
It's possible.
We talking about
right. I've been in situations where no, you're not staying. It's 11 o'clock. You got to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to bed, partner. I'm gonna see you later.
Right.
And what's the saying? Nothing open this late but legs and Walmart. Keep it moving.
Yeah, you don't want to enter any other activities like that, folks. Keep in mind, we're just keeping it real. This is how we do, folks. Understand the online happy hour is here to stay. We're coming at you with real topics, folks. Oh, no, we're just friends. It's the opposite sex friendship. Where does it go? And why is the temptation so great? I mean, is it cool to be around attractive people, but are you doing this with the intent on the sly, or do you have to say, you know what, I'm going to have to kick it with women who aren't that attractive just so I don't be tempted? What do you think about that, Ms. Oatmeal?
You know what? I got an example.
Okay.
When Martin and Gina was on Martin, you know, Martin started to catch feelings for Gina.
Right.
And she had to leave the show for a little bit.
Right.
That wasn't his intent. That's his co-host, his co-star on this show.
Right.
He started to catch feelings just by working with this woman on TV. That's what they did every day, their job.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, you just never know that may happen with.
Their chemistry on screen was ridiculous, though. I mean, you would thought Martin and Gina were really in a relationship. Their chemistry was unmistakable.
Right.
I didn't really see that chemistry between George and Weezy. but Martin and Gina, oh, yeah, you could see that a mile away. You thought, Marty Ma, you thought they were really together. And Marty Ma started catching them feelings, and, you know, Gina had to be off a few shows. And it was just him, Pam, and Shanae. That's it.
So
when she came back, what happened? The show ended.
The show ended, yeah. It wasn't the same.
You can't just go to bed and just be like, George. I had to close my YouTube. I have to make the money.
George didn't like females, no way. My dad told me that.
Yeah.
George didn't like no females, no way. So it wasn't nothing.
It was a perfect fit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how
I tell you who wouldn't have had no male friends, though, since we on couples, Florida Evans.
damn, Nick.
James Evans was not playing that.
No, he was not.
He ran every dude up out the house when Florida had that,
she went on that dinner date.
He was hot.
Oh, yeah, Florida had brown corduroys on. It was on.
Mm-hmm. Flo came back. She was tipsy because she had been drinking some sake.
Yeah.
She was talking about how she wanted that thin whistle. Yeah, I remember that. Like, that was yesterday. James was heated. James was mad.
And when the whittler came over and James kept looking at her, oh, that was too funny. She mocked him. My mama would do the same thing. Oh, that was just way too funny.
Yeah.
Y'all are out of control. Get you silly.
That was a good one.
Right.
It was.
But, I mean, the room is out of control. Y'all got to understand, this is what we do, folks. This is just real talk. We just being real, y'all being real, nothing scripted, nothing crazy. We're just talking about the male and female relationship. Oh, no. We're just friends. It's the opposite sex friendship. So, as Nikki would say, because she is the loving lady, what type of advice would you have for individuals who believe that trying to go to the next level wouldn't really affect their friendship in any kind of way, whether it's positive or negative? It's just going to be all right. We can get past this.
It's not possible. And what you're going to end up doing, somebody's going to end up getting hurt. And anytime you have two people that are not being honest about how they feel or don't feel about each other, they're usually, if it's a mutual friend or a friend that was introduced, what you're really doing is you're going to not only end up hurting someone, but you're going to cause a ripple effect in the different layers of friendship. For example, if me and Ms. Oatmeal cool and she introduces me to somebody that she's cool with, a male friend, a platonic male friend of hers, and he and I fall out and we're in the same social setting, then, you know, it's just going to be a trickle-down effect. So the best thing you can do is really be honest about how you're feeling, and then you have to, you know, swallow the big boy or the big girl pill and just say, you know what, if we can't agree to be friends, and these feelings are to the point where, you know, they're just undeniable, then, you know, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to part ways as friends. I mean, when we see each other, we can be cordial and we can speak, but it's not going to end well for one person involved. It's just not going to end well. And I think that, like I think someone said earlier, the best thing you can do if you're a real friend is to let that person go. Because if you can't love them the way they deserve to be loved, let somebody else do it. There's no need in playing the whole, you know, oh, well, that's my boy, you know, when I need something, I call him. No, that's not really your boy. You know what I'm saying? That's not, oh, that's my girl, you know, when I need something, I can go over her house and eat. You really think a sister is in the kitchen just on GP? Just to whip you up something because you fell through? Negro, please. So best thing we can do, part ways, and, you know, hopefully that person finds himself in a relationship. Sooner than later, you all can still be cordial or whatever, but it's not going to end well.
Mm. Yeah, it normally doesn't. You know, like I spoke on earlier in the show, I was talking about the yo-yo effect. When that happens, if one of the parties becomes attracted to that person, the other person, and they're really good friends, but they have to back away. And they say it's not because they're attracted to you, but it is because they're attracted to you.
Absolutely.
But they, you know, my experience with it is that it took years for him to actually say, okay, I am attracted. I already know that. So I'm asking you, can you handle really being my friend right now? If not, I don't want a text message, you know, when it's, we got ice outside because you feeling me and you thinking about me. Yeah, this is good cuddling weather. What?
Trying to get him a winter boot.
I don't want those kind of text messages out the blue because I know those are testers. We know those are testers. So it's like, you know, if you can't really handle it, it's more mature just to go ahead and say, hey, you're my friend 100%, but I'm attracted to you and I got to push away.
Yeah.
We still going to be cool, but, you know, all the kicking it and all that talking on the phone we do, I just need a little pushback. I'm respectful enough to, you know, I'll tell, if I'm attracted to a man and he's a friend, I can do that. That's something I've done before in the past. So, you know, I really feel that if each party, if we're mature, then you can go ahead and say it. It's going to be okay because the other party knows it anyway.
Right. There's nothing wrong with keeping it real, folks. I mean, the worst thing anybody can ever tell you, real talk, is no. So you just got to take that and deal with it for where it is. I mean, you, as men, you fear rejection a lot. You know, a lot of men do that. They won't say it because that male ego, and I'm telling y'all, like, the male ego is a beast.
Really?
They won't say it a lot. But, you know, you just don't want that type of rejection in any kind of way. So a lot of men will try to safeguard it, not say anything, and try to ride it out and try to let that emotion try to fade its way on out. Best situation to really do because, I mean, you don't really want to put yourself in a situation where you can lose somebody that's really cool to you in your life. I mean, I've done that. I've had young ladies who were actually in my life for a long period, over half my life. You know, and we took it to a level where it should not have gone, and it damaged, you know, a relationship that could have been just real cool. Never going there at all until that one time. And it can have detrimental side effects, folks. I mean, it's real. So you got to think about what's better. Is it better to really keep this person as a true friend, regardless if it is a woman, or try to go somewhere else and take it to a level where it just should not be? So you got to really put yourself in a mindset to say, okay, well, where's my level of maturity? Am I going to put this back? Am I going to sacrifice this? Or is it really worth me going to say, I'm going to try out for it, and if it don't work out, it don't work out. You know, I've been sitting back waiting in the cut for the last 7 years, and she ain't said nothing yet. Well, I mean, it's been 7 years, dog. I mean, most people clean off their credit in 7 years, so if it took 7 years for her to finally say something, or you think it's about time for it, you're sadly mistaken, dog. I mean, it's just that's what it is. Got to be for real, man.
Like
I mean,
I said, there's going to be body language. I mean, like I said, if you're willing to drop a hint,
yeah.
You're willing to take whatever answer you get.
Exactly.
Don't get mad if it's, what are you talking about?
Right. You
know,
said it.
You know what, Ms. O'Mail? I got to get better at dropping hints.
Why does it even matter? Because I'm over, huh? What'd you say?
I said I got to get better at, I got to get some pointers from Ms. O'Mail. I got to get better at dropping hints. I'm just like real direct. And like some of my uncles and my like male friends are like, Nick, you know, that can come off a little too aggressive sometimes. I'm like, dude, I don't have time for all that coy, you know, hey, I don't have time for that. I'm like, man, look, I like you. Do you like me? Check yes or no. It's just that simple. I don't, like, man.
Y'all are wild.
Ooh, boy, you still got to kind of fill out the situation, though. But sometimes we might give off, or they might give off, a person might give off mixed signals and not even know it. Just because they're just cool like that. I'm not saying rubbing on his head or, you know, grabbing her hand and y'all walk and, you know,
just
leaning on each other and stuff like that.
You ain't got to reach
in
my
now.
Pocket to grab my wallet because I, you know, we buying drinks.
That's hey, you're giving body language when you do that. That's body
right,
language.
Right.
So there's
yeah.
some, it's an attraction, but, you know, if none of that goes down, you can't pinpoint it.
Right.
Yeah, it's very difficult to figure out where a person is coming from if you, one, if you're still getting to know them, and then, you know, it can be confusing. That's why I just asked.
Yeah. Yeah. And get it. I mean, you were kind of told that as a kid. I mean, no means no. So that's it is what it is. Ain't no mold, well, what if I tried this? Well, no. Well, you know, what if I did? What if I had me a different car? Would you get with me then? or if I didn't live over here on this side of town, I got me one of them bougie apartments. Would it be then? Or what if I started working and made this much amount of money? Would you like me in? That's not a friend if she says yes. Think about that. That is really not a friend because it's based on substance. You know, don't try to be connecting to somebody based on what, if they'll get it with you based on what you got. Because if you don't get it, you don't have it anymore, that's letting you know she's gone.
Out of 5,000.
So
and you know what, guys?
It should be based on the situation.
I think a lot of people also confuse long-term association with friendship. A lot of times people will have someone from their past resurface, and the only reason I can attest to this is because this was my mindset at the time. And see, this is why I love calling in every week and chopping it up with y'all, because Ms. O'Mail made a statement last week when we were talking about, you know, being heard and being able to she was like, I was toed out. Being able to, you know, come back and recover from stuff, from relationships or whatever. And I made the statement last week, and I need to retract it. I was like, wow, I've never been through one of those situations where I just kind of felt like I got dogged out or just did wrong. Retraction and printed correction. When I first – and see, I've forgiven this person and I've moved on and I just look at things completely different now, but it was a learning lesson. It was my first attempt at a relationship after being divorced for like almost 2 years. So my assumption was that because I thought this person and I were friends and that we had been knowing each other since undergrad, that there was automatically just like this level of respect. You didn't just meet me, you know, at my career level and establishing all this stuff. You knew me when I was trying to rub two nickels together, and I'm the same person then as I'm the same person now. So my assumption was that, yeah, he knows that I'm cool and I'm not, you know, superficial and I'm not, you know, looking for somebody to take care of me and all these other different things. Well, yeah, let's just say it was an assumption. And I confused our long-term association by just assuming this person would automatically treat me the way I deserve to be treated just because there was some history there. And that
right.
was definitely not the case. So when you said you was broke down and broke up, I said, baby,
right.
I had forgot about that little scenario. Baby, it was a hot mess. I said, let me calm down before I end up on the national news. My grandmama's house going to be up on the auction block because that's the only way mama's going to be able to get me out because it's going to be murder one, premeditated. So let me assess the situation. Let me assess the situation and see where I went wrong in this, because, you know, it was just a hot mess. I don't think I've ever been like that hurt. It was more so disappointment, because it was the harsh reality of me seeing what the dating world is like now. No matter how long you've been knowing the person, no matter how well you think you may know the person, it was just like a real wake-up call. So, yeah, long-term, short-term, it really doesn't even matter. You have to assess each relationship and each friendship individually based on current merit, not what you think you know about somebody from, you know, from past times.
Right, and you're right. I think it's situational.
Right.
Across the board, because we may have, you know, guy friends, or Andy may have female friends that it's strictly what it is. Then it may have been that male or that female where there was an attraction, but nothing ever said. Mm-hmm. Then it may be that friend that they don't flirt, and they going to say something. If you down, they down. They not tripping. They're not standing in the wing. They're just looking at you like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
They got that physical attraction because you may be attractive female or attractive man. But y'all cool. They still doing what they do. But you walk in one day with your freaking dress on.
You're coming at it.
They're going to look.
Coming
and they say something like, ooh. Or Andy come in with his medium shirt on.
Looking
they're
all
going to be. Right, Big Flo come in, and the ladies are going to feel on those arms and that chest.
Right.
I want to feel the back, ladies. I want to feel the back. It's not fair. It's so not fair. That's just real talk. Nikki, hold the line. We got to bring the calls back to Dallas, Texas. These phones are out of control tonight. We got to go to my man Fat Gear himself. He's doing the big. My man Sebo was on the line calling out of D-Town.
Sebo,
what's happening, my brother?
Hey, how you doing, Andy? What's up, old man? How y'all doing?
Hey, Bo, what's the deal?
Hey, I'm chiming in all late, but can you just catch me up a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. I would love
to, Doc.
Tonight's topic is one that we're going with around the bend tonight, and these couple hours have flown by. We're talking about, oh, no, we're just friends when you have the opposite sex relationship. You know what I'm saying? Is it possible to have a friend of the opposite sex and nothing go down?
Man, I'm going through that right now. It's funny y'all mentioned that, man. Girl just left from up here just a minute ago, man. She's my friend, but I'm trying to get it all the way live with. And, you know, I think if it go down, it's going to be consequences and repercussions, you know. You know what I mean? Just real talking. But I don't think it's possible, man. If you're a true male, and she a nice looking woman, you gonna want to holler at her. I don't care who she is. She can be your second cousin. You know, you
second
still gonna want to holler at her, huh?
Wow, you said second cousin.
Well, I say third, fourth cousin. You know what I'm saying, huh?
Your third, fourth cousin walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Wear some of that hot set here.
Oh, eyes just shining. Listening.
Well,
you might think
I gotta
run across your mind if that wasn't my cousin.
Man,
and that's just the natural nature of the species, male and female. You know, we have these natural pheromones that just kick in, and we smell them. You know, and at a distance, and things happen. I don't think it's possible, because if you're a man, you're a man. You're female. We both have tendencies. I mean, but 9 times out of 10, who's gonna be there to? Ain't nobody gonna stop to press the brakes. Everybody gonna be pushing on the gas, trying to go. You know. Jump into this, and then it's going to get out of hand, and, you know, somebody going to get cut, you know. You never know.
Wow.
It's going to get out of hand. But it does happen.
He ain't lying, bro. They can go that far.
Yeah, and you know what happened? When I was in college, my father told me to watch out because, you know, we have quite a few relatives in the Ruston and Grambling area. I knew that.
Right,
then,
you got to watch that out. You got to watch out for that.
Like, I was like, no, that ain't going to happen. I'm not tripping. So I met this guy. He was cool. He was cute, too.
Y'all had a lot
of fun. It, talk about, you know, Grambling and stuff. But we had already kicked it. It had already kicked.
Mm.
Okay.
Right.
his last name didn't match mine or nobody in the family that was local. So I was like, we cool.
Right.
Well, we talking one day, and he was like, he went to his Uncle Bill's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, really? He was like, yeah. I said, I got an Uncle Bill, too. You really? Where he live at?
Hey, Obie, you talking about me? Stop talking about me.
It was my cousin. It was my cousin.
They had a lot in common, bro.
It was my cousin.
Yeah.
Jack, found out later.
O'Meal.
Well, we stopped, of course. Nothing happened besides the kiss and us going out two times. But we still smiled at each other after that, even though we were cousins.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I had no idea. Neither did he.
Hey, man. That happened to me in college, too. I was like, look, this bloodline is so far thin, you know what I'm saying? That our families don't even really know each other for real. So if I said your name and nobody responded, I think we'd be cool. Nothing ever happened with that because the guilt was right there. But, I mean, that is what it is, man. I mean, y'all know we're talking real talk tonight.
Real talk. Real life situation.
You know, you just got to leave it where it is. Is it going to stay a friendship or is it going to blossom, and grow into something else? So, I mean, think about that. Keep it real. Keep it 100. You know Ms. Oatmeal's going to do it with the realness. Andy Brown is speaking. My man Sebo is doing it big as Fat Gear representing. Ladies, y'all need to go down there and make sure you're going to be looking good when the winter gets here, the clothing line changes, and he's going to keep y'all looking fresh dressed for real, folks. Also, check out Ms. Oatmeal's hot single, Knick Knack. It's slamming on YouTube. You can go to iTunes and download the single and the ringtone today. Keep it,
baby.
It's coming. Rhapsody. We're keeping it real and we're doing it so for a very, very, very long time. I'm sorry. ShopFatGear.com. I got just a message from the technical department. Make sure y'all can order your clothes at Fat Gear also online, ladies.
You did that like how the pastor be speaking and the usher come up with the note.
And just hang
yeah,
it up.
Right. Okay, well,
Pastor Rev, remember
somebody's lights is on.
If you drive a green Mercury, the license plate is 6857. Y'all are out of control.
This is what we do, man.
Real talk. Follow us on Facebook, folks, and be real about it. You see us doing good business, we want to make sure and help you out that you do your business. If you got something going on wherever you are, or you know somebody needs to edify their own business, have them contact us, man. We're doing it. We'll help them advertise. If they need a website, if they need to get their business cards, we got it going on for them. We'll definitely get you taken care of and also put you out there and help you grow your business. That's what we want to see you do.
That's right.
And if you have your voices ready, you got that talent, you've been waiting on that record label to give you the opportunity, check out Rhythm 101 Entertainment. The evolution of greatness is shaping in the form, folks. We're not playing. This is a real deal. You can continue to want to work for somebody else for the rest of your life if you want to, but the design is for you to get your own. And we want to help you do that. If you need any kind of motivation, you can be coached, you can be advertised, you can be marketed. Make your own dreams happen. You know, let go and let God, man. Let that pride go. Let's go ahead and help each other. That's what we're all about.
That's what we're here for.
So, Ms. O'Meal, I just want to say it's been a great show as always.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap up today's show. We want to thank the panel for coming in with their insights. I want to thank the folks who called in today. We've been having a wonderful time blogging and expressing our thoughts. Also, let you know this show is what it is. And if you had a good time and you got some good information out the show, just do us a favor. Tell two, maybe three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. So don't worry, me and Ms. Homie, we won't let you down. Keep 100, folks. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. God first, and I also want you guys to follow us on Facebook, How Was Your Weekend page. Follow us. We talk about things all during the week. Follow Andy Brown or follow Oatmeal Brown. We keep it pumping and we keep it cracking.
And tell us how you like the show. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. Good night. Go, mom, to my friends.
More than loving, thick as hell, full thick face and lift, no extra abs, hustling, no extra.